Hi, it's Dave. Today, Tesla announced deliveries of 90,650 vehicles in Q2 of 2020. Now, this is an amazing accomplishment, especially considering their Fremont factory was closed for almost half of the quarter. In this video, I'm going to be talking about the significance of this 90,000 delivery number and what it means for Tesla shareholders. All right, this week I'm coming to you from Utah National Parks. Today I'm in Capitol Reef National Park, and it's just an amazing, surreal experience. Yesterday, my wife and kids were driving into the campsite, and there was this apricot orchard about 30 feet from our campsite, and there were about 10 or 15 deer just hanging out, eating the apricots. And my wife and kids were able to pick apricots, you know, chat with the deer, hang out, look at the amazing scenery. It's just been an amazing experience. A few days ago, we were in Zion National Park, and tomorrow we're headed to Bryce Canyon National Park. All right, in this video, I'm going to be talking about why this 90,000 delivery number is significant. I think first off, it kind of shows that Tesla is in an amazing place right now. In the midst of a global pandemic where automakers around the world are suffering, and auto demand is really just being stifled, Tesla is just kind of this lone star in the sky where they're really shining and they're showing how amazingly ahead they are ahead of all the other automakers. Demand for their cars are robust, their cars are getting better, they have an amazing product line coming up, and they're able to just get back to full production very quickly after the shutdown. But I think the bigger question is actually, is Tesla able to eke out a GAAP profit of $1 in Q2 in 2020, right, or higher? The reason is because if Tesla can eke out a GAAP profit of any amount, then they'll be eligible to be included in the S&P 500. And if they're eligible, I think they'll be included very shortly after because they're a large cap company and they've been around for quite a while. So what happens if Tesla becomes eligible and gets included in the S&P 500? Basically, every fund, every hedge fund, every index fund that tracks the S&P 500 will need to buy Tesla to match the S&P 500 allocation, right, of Tesla. In other words, Tesla's market cap is about $220 billion at this moment. And that makes up about 0.6 to 0.7% of the total market cap of all of the S&P 500 companies put together. And so for an index fund that tracks, let's say, the S&P 500 or a mutual fund, they're going to have to buy Tesla shares to match that allocation of 0.6 or 0.7%. Now, this is a huge amount of money that's going to be inflowing into Tesla stock, and it's going to present an immense amount of buying pressure. Now, a few other things about this. First is getting to the S&P 500 for Tesla, I think, is going to be a momentous occasion because it marks this turning point where Tesla is now an officially kind of recognized, not just S&P 500 company, but a sustainably profitable company. Now, Q3 of 2019 last year kind of marked that turning point of profitability. But a lot of people are still skeptical and doubtful of Tesla's prospects of the future. But once Tesla gets included in the S&P 500, I think there's going to be a perception shift where Tesla is no longer about a survival company or a success or failure company, but rather that's not the question. The question now is just how dominant will Tesla become? If you look at the auto industry, there's not really a second place in terms of automakers, in terms of innovation, in terms of product kind of technology and customer loyalty. And all of this stuff Tesla is leading, and it's just going to be an interesting question of how far and how much can Tesla dominate. I also think kind of this GAAP profitability in Q2, if it's achieved, will mark another kind of reality shift for Tesla and Tesla shareholders as well. See, with Tesla's lean operating expenses, they amount to about $1 billion per quarter. With Model 3, Model S, and Model X, they can really cover their operating expenses. However, when you add Model Y, it just adds profit to the whole equation. And every other line of cars will add increasingly more profit, right, to Tesla's bottom line. And we're seeing this with the Model Y. The more Model Y Tesla is able to make, the more profit they're able to accrue because the Model 3, S, and X already cover all their operating expenses. Now, this is a great time for Tesla because it marks kind of this multi-year shift from Tesla being kind of the struggling automaker, right, fighting against the shorts and struggling to survive. And it marks Tesla into becoming this huge behemoth of a company that's profitable and very profitable, just pumping out new lines of cars and new products and just leading the helm of innovation. So the question is, can Tesla really become profitable in Q2 of 2020? Now, I think there's a good chance that Tesla will report a profit in Q2 of 2020. We won't know until they officially report their earnings, probably on July 22nd or July 29th of this month. But I think there's a few reasons why I think they can become profitable. First, they're delivering more cars in Q2 than they did in Q1. If you look at Q1, they deliver about 88,000 cars. In Q2, they delivered 91,000 cars. And that's good news because with more cars, typically that's more revenue. However, on the flip side, Tesla reduced their prices for the Model S and X and Model 3 during Q2. And that lowers their margin and that's going to impact their bottom line. I think profitability ultimately is going to come down to a few variables. The first one is regulatory credits. How much regulatory credits can Tesla sell? In Q1, it was $354 million. If Tesla can match that or even beat that, there's a good chance that Tesla can become profitable. Also, a second variable is just the full self-driving deferred revenue. For everyone who's purchased full self-driving in the past, they've deferred revenue on features that they haven't released. But for every software release where they release new features, they're able to accrue and realize some of that deferred revenue. How much of that deferred revenue gets realized in Q2 is going to be important to determine whether or not Tesla is profitable. And then there's a whole host of other variables. So I think it's going to come down to the line, and it's going to be very, very tight. But if Tesla can eke out a profit in Q2 2020, it's going to be a truly historical moment. Tesla finally arriving in the big leagues, being included in the S&P 500, and a whole host of index funds and mutual funds who are tracking the S&P 500 allocation are going to be forced into buying Tesla stock. It's going to be crazy experience. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this video. In the comment section, let me know, what do you think? Is Tesla going to really eke out a Q2 profit and join the S&P 500 in Q2, or is it going to be Q3 of 2020? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please like the video, subscribe if you haven't already. See you in my next video. Thanks.